One of the trials that's being discussed is sort of the next generation of adjuvant studies by the NSABP and the BCRG, a group that you participated with, is the idea of taking the TCH regimen and then adding in Avastin or bevacizumab, which we talked about before. How do you think that trial is going to play out in the community, getting back to this issue of how patients and doctors are going to perceive it?
I think from a scientific perspective, it's fascinating. I think we have to look at it again from a societal perspective. And since we're already at the about 85% disease-free survival now, that will not hold and more patients will fail later. But that probably should be reserved for the patients at highest risk, in my opinion, where there's going to be a number of events. Because if you treated patients with that kind of regimen, which might also have some toxicity, across the entire spectrum of HER2-positive disease, including node-negative, you would be treating a lot of patients with a complex and expensive regimen to benefit a few. So when we do those studies, which are critical, and because of the potential interaction with angiogenic and HER2 that I mentioned before, we need to try to define either intermediate biomarkers that predict for response or resistance, or to pick clinical markers that would suggest that the patients who are going to benefit the most are those that are at the highest risk.